You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
All right, we're back.
Here we
2018,
are.
New year.
Oh, boy. Is it going to be better or worse? It's supposed to be better, right?
It's always supposed to be better every year.
I feel like it's been downhill for the last 10 years.
It's get worse and worse.
It does. I got yelled at last night because I couldn't remember how long me and the wife were married.
Nah, you don't. You're not supposed to.
And I was like, I think it's like 11 or 12 years, and she yelled at me because it's been 13, which I'm probably still wrong. I'm probably still giving you the wrong number. But I was going off of when we bought her a ring for our 10-year anniversary, and I felt like that was only like 2 years ago, like a year or two ago, and apparently it's been like 3 years. I'm like, God damn. So where does the time go?
At least it's flying by, I guess.
Yeah.
Not dragging on.
It's been, yeah, I don't know, 3 years ago? It was a month ago. Oh, God. So what did everybody do for New Year's?
Well, I'm old, so I stayed at home. No, my wife had the flu, so.
That's right, I forgot you guys were sick.
Yeah, so we didn't do shit.
Yeah, mine's top secret. I can't talk about it.
I have no idea what that means.
No, I didn't do anything. Yeah, sat around and really didn't do anything. I didn't even get drunk.
No.
Drank a few beers, but
I didn't either.
Mainly ate. Brendan looked like he had a great time.
I went to the Black Label COC I Hate God concert.
Yeah. I don't know why, you know, we weren't invited, but
yeah, I told you about that months ago.
I know. That's what Travis, he goes, why didn't he invite us? I go, I think he told me about it months ago. Yeah. I just ignored him.
It was like you're saying our wives won't let us go.
Yeah, there's no way my wife's letting me go to that on New Year's Eve. It's not going to fucking happen. But it looked like, were you up on the balcony again?
Yeah, like where we were last time, like right above the soundboard.
Yep.
Like right in the middle. And like towards the end of the show, Zach Wilde went on walkabout.
Yep.
Left the stage, walked up the side steps all the way around to the fucking... like right where I was standing, was playing his guitar the whole time, all playing it behind his head and shit. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's funny because you were posting pictures, and I follow him on Instagram.
Oh,
so he was posting pictures the next day of the show.
Oh, really?
And all of a sudden, I'm like looking at your pictures, and I'm like, oh, he's up on the balcony. And I'm looking at the pictures on Instagram. I'm like, oh, Zach Wilde looks like he's on the balcony. I'm like, wait a minute. That's in the same position where Brendan's standing.
Yeah.
I was like, did you not take any pictures of him when he was standing there? Or were you just like too like surprised or did it happen too quick?
No, I took a video of him walking by and whatnot. I don't know if I got a picture.
Did he just smash your phone because he didn't want that?
Were you standing there? Or did you like, you probably went and took a piss and he walked up there. And you're like, oh, damn it.
That guy took my spot.
Hey, asshole, I was standing here.
No, but it didn't even have, like, a whatever, oh, shit. Ah, I forgot what I'm trying to say. But he had a super long guitar cable that actually...
Are you serious? Oh, yeah. He didn't have the wireless?
Yeah, he didn't have a wireless thing. It was the guitar cable.
What the fuck?
I know. Yeah, like,
100-foot-long cord.
How the fuck did he get it up there that far?
He had a couple people, like, walking with him, holding it above... like,
oh, what a pain in the ass.
I know.
Moving it around.
I've been like,
when
fuck
went
that.
Around
dude,
the stairs and shit.
When we were in a band all those years ago, we had fucking wireless shit.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any money. Well, I guess he doesn't, maybe he just doesn't like that shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, some guys might.
I mean,
I mean, I know plugging in's always going to be the best. Mainlining it in, you're probably going to have, as long as the cables doesn't go out, you're probably going to have zero issues.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how many times the shows I've been to, you know, local shows mainly, where the guitar goes out because the fucking battery pack goes dead.
Yeah.
Or and something.
I don't know how far the receiver picks up before it starts to go out.
So something like that, it probably... Yeah. I mean, they probably make it to where you can go pretty far, but he's probably like, fuck you, I ain't spending that. Like, that 200-foot guitar cable is cheaper. Yeah, but it doesn't matter if he's got money. They still are cheap. They're like, I don't have to pay for that.
Who knows?
He might blow all his money on something we think's ridiculous.
Maybe just someone working that day. Like you said, their battery pack went out.
Yeah. He's like, fuck it.
Whatever, we'll do cable.
No, this is, you know what? This looks like it'd be a super pain in the ass to walk through this crowd. Let's hook up the 200-foot cord, and you three guys make sure it doesn't get tangled up. You're getting your money's worth. I'm getting my money's worth out of you fucks today.
But yeah,
that was cool, though. I was like, I saw that picture. I'm looking. I'm like, wait a minute. That's right where Brendan was standing. That motherfucker didn't say anything about him being there or, like, standing up there.
But yeah, like 10 feet from me.
Oh, man, you could have spit on him.
Could have.
Should have.
But, yeah, I mean, he was fucking playing the guitar solo the whole time. It took him to walk up there, and he was staying up there for a good 2 minutes. Yeah. Solo the whole time. Then he walked back down, stood in the middle of the crowd, like in the where the mosh pit would be, for a good 2-3 minutes playing lead guitar the whole time. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've seen that on Instagram. He does that. That's like, I think he started doing that recently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, walking through the crowd. I see pictures of it. I'm like, oh, man, that'd be fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm surprised nobody fucks with him.
Yeah, when he walked by, I totally could have reached out, unplugged his guitar. That would have been fucking awesome.
You know, you're like, yeah, plug, fuck you, motherfucker. And then show's over.
And then four guys jump on you. Yeah,
I'd have got punched in the face.
And probably by him.
I'd have got thrown over the balcony. But it would have been awesome.
Like, wow, that video of Brent, I guess he dropped his phone over the balcony? No, that was me getting thrown off.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big boy, so, I mean, what are you going to do, you know? You'll probably get punched in the face as you're reaching the cord. He'll just automatically just knock you the fuck out before you even touch it, and he still just keeps playing, doesn't miss a beat.
That'd be Parvacella smashing his guitar over his head.
Yeah, because when was this? Early 2000s, because I was working at Jack Schmidt in Collinsville at the time, and I was coming home. I had a rental because someone had crashed into my truck.
Mm.
So I was getting repaired, and I had a rental, a little fucking piece of shit Geo Metro. So I was stuck listening to the radio in it. So I had it on like Keishi. And man, I don't want to say it was the how do you say his name? Fazaz? Yeah. Is that his name?
I think so.
I think it might be him, but I could be wrong. I just know it was somebody on Keishi, and they had interviewed Zach Wilde one time.
Favaz,
that's it.
I was wondering what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Fuck you.
What are they talking about? Well,
either way, the name's ridiculous. I don't care. He played an interview that happened a couple years prior or a year prior of him interviewing Zach Wilde. And Zach Wilde like starts smashing his equipment. But he thought it was funny. He's like, well, I'm going to play it again. And I was like, dude, I wouldn't have played it at all. But apparently, because Zach Wilde and
Mike Piazza
were friends back in the day. I'm sure they still are. Well, there was always that rumor that Piazza was gay.
Which I never heard.
Which I never heard either. Never. But apparently there's a rumor that he was gay. So Vaz, if it was him, somebody who was interviewing him, they're on. He's on Zach Wilde's tour bus or whatever, and he's like, you know, they're bullshitting, shooting the shit back and forth, and he brought up Piazza being friend, you guys are friends or whatever still. He's like, oh yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, so do you guys ever hook up? Like, making a joke. And Zach Wilde just went crazy and like started smashing the dude's equipment and shit. And it was fucking hilarious. I was just like, what the fuck? And he was like, and he come back on after an interview. He's like, yeah, he's like, I thought, you know, I've interviewed him a bunch of times and actually went out with his band one of the times he was in St. Louis. I thought we were kind of cool. I like to say that. And I'm like, oh no, dude, you're just a fucking, you're just a media person. You can't fucking joke around with these guys. You ain't his friend.
He didn't remember him.
No, he didn't give a fuck about you. No, yeah, I was like, why would you even replay it? I would have been so embarrassed. I mean, I might have played it initially, but I would have never played it again. I don't know.
Maybe people wanted to replay it.
Fuck that. I mean, what are you going to do? That dude's fucking humongous. He's fucking... You need to stand up to him.
Can you imagine some... One day we're going to have a band or a member in here, and they're going to just start smashing shit.
They're going to get fucking shot. Fuck that. What, when I ask him, hey, so how gay are you? He starts smashing our equipment.
Are you drinking out of your wife's cup I got her for Christmas?
Yeah, they like that.
Okay.
That's too cool not to.
Whatever you got.
I should have got my Kraken cup out. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you're a big giant.
I haven't busted into that.
Mug thing.
Now, we were telling that story last night.
You save that for your birthday?
I don't know. I might be on the going back to the mixed drinks after the Vegas trip here in a couple weeks. I got to get back on point with my eating habits and drinking habits. I've been out of control since November.
Yeah, it's
good. And I do it like everybody else. No, you know, the first of the year, like, all right, you know, because I'm on point for most of the week, going to the gym and eating. But the weekends during the holidays, I'm like, it's just game on. I just don't give a fuck. So it's like, that's the first of the year. I guess I'm going to start dialing it back, not drink as much and this and that. And then I'm like, I'm going to Vegas in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck's the point? Might as well wait till after that because I'm going off the wall when I'm there. I'm not going to be like, I can't have that. I'm going to come back like 30 pounds heavier. I'm going to look like a completely different guy.
I jumped on a scale the other day just for fun. Not that I care, but just sits there in the hallway.
So I'm yeah.
Like, we'll see what where we're at. I was up like in the 190s.
Yeah. So.
You're like, oh, fuck. When I hit 200, then that's when I'll be like, ugh, all right.
I always levitate. Something. No matter what I do, I'm always around 186. I've gotten down to like into the 70s.
Right.
But 186 is, it seems like it's always my number. I usually don't go up over it, and I don't get too far under it, no matter what I do.
And that's, I'm like 185-ish or so when it's not the holidays.
Right. Yeah, that's when it's not the holidays.
Because it'll go back. It'll go back to 180-something
yeah.
after a while.
So we'll see. I'm going to wait till after Vegas because I'm probably going to come back with zinc poisoning or mercury poisoning, whatever it is from eating too much seafood.
Too much crab legs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you don't eat seafood.
Brennan, no one was talking to you. Brennan would go there and be like, where's Taco Bell at? They got a Taco Bell buffet here.
Do you have any chicken fingers?
Exactly.
And ketchup. And ketchup on my steak, too.
Yeah. No ranch dressing on your steak.
Oh, my goodness.
A1. I want it well done.
Exactly. We're flying in on a Thursday. We're going to that chef, Gordon Ramsay. We're going to one of his restaurants that night. It's like just a burger place.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's there to call me a dumb donkey.
Probably whatever. Probably not.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see him there. But hey, your food sucks, by the way. Just so he starts yelling and cussing at me. Like, thanks. But I'm sure he doesn't go to those places.
He's never been there.
No, he's never. Yeah, fuck that. But no, we're going there. I think we're going to do that zip line that goes over the old strip or whatever. You go shooting through that, what are those lights and all that tunnel is. I've never been there, so I don't know what the fuck all that stuff's called.
I don't know. But yeah, I've never been there either. So
it'll be interesting. See what happens. Spend a bunch of money and mainly on alcohol and food. I don't gamble.
Are you going to see any shows?
Fuck you. No.
I was just asking.
No. Yeah, I'm not a big gambler, so it'll be just more walking around seeing shit and getting drunk and being ridiculous. Have my wife babysit me the entire time.
So are you going to, like, take that bus back and forth everywhere? Isn't there, like, a bus for free you can take
back
and forth everywhere you go?
I'm not sure what...
Within a certain distance.
I'm guessing. I'm not sure how we're traveling around or where we're actually going. Mike's pretty much in charge of that because he goes every other year for work. So
yeah,
there's knows. A bunch of us that haven't been there.
You just have to make sure your hotel's within the distance of the bus.
Yeah, we're staying at Bellagio.
Oh, yeah. So
and most of us are staying there. I think one other couple is staying at the Flamingo, which I think is across the street. And then our buddy Jeremy is staying in another place. But apparently Bellagio and like one or two other places are all kind of like connected. I don't know.
Right,
like I said, I don't know the area. But he's staying in one that's connected to us. And he said he can take like a little train over. To us. So I don't fuck. I don't know. This place is
like a little kiddie train.
Yeah.
It just comes to your door.
Yeah, you just get on there. Some guy. There's a guy riding on top of it, driving it because it's so small.
It's like a little Mr. Rogers
train. It's like the one at the mall. It's like when you go to the mall and they got those trains going around. Guy's got the whistle. The looks like a flute blowing into it. My only thing is the flight.
Yeah,
I hate flying. I hate flying.
It's the safest way of traveling.
I need to, I don't know.
Don't you know that?
My dad said he'd made some, or he has some pot cookies. I was like, let me get one of those so maybe it'll take the edge off. And he's like, oh, no. He's like, you'll be fucking paranoid as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it. And I was like, you're right.
You need some medical prescription drugs.
Nah, I'll be all right. I'm just going to drink. Because nothing ever goes wrong when you drink.
Of course not.
No, everything's fine.
Not that you can remember, anyway.
Right. I'm going to buy those little bottles because we found out we could take the those little bottles of alcohol. What are they, 1 ounce?
Yeah,
little, whatever they are. I guess you can have liquid. You can bring liquid in, but it has to be under 3 ounces.
Yeah.
So we looked it up. Mike looked it up, and you can bring those alcohol with you. So I'm going to buy a bunch of rum and just pay for the sodas on there and make rum and Cokes on the plane and throw up all over the place. Probably pull my pants down and do a helicopter out in the aisle.
Before you even take off.
Yeah, yeah, that'll definitely be before I take off.
Yeah, the worst is, what is that, like a 5-hour flight, maybe?
No,
it's not even that long, is it?
It's like 3 or 4. It's not 5 hours, no. It's fucked up because our flight takes off at 2 in the afternoon, but we land in Vegas at 3. So even though we're in the air for like 3 or 4 hours, we're only losing an hour.
Oh, okay.
But on the way home, the flight leaves Vegas at 8 in the morning, and we don't get back here till 1. Like, just as from the time zones. So it's awesome going.
Yeah.
Because even though I'm going to be stuck on a plane for 4 hours, when I get there, it's only going to technically been an hour. I still got the rest of the day. We're good. Yeah. But coming home, I'm going to lose everything. But I don't think I'm going to go to bed Saturday night when I, in Vegas. I think I'm just going to stay up because we'll have to be at the airport at like 6 in the fucking morning.
I mean, when you do stuff like that and you only got a few days, you just go and go. Until you can't, because you might as well sleep during the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The lights are not as interesting at night, you know. So
right. Well, that's what my dad said because he's gone a bunch of times.
Just sleep whenever you have no schedule. Whatsoever.
Right. That's what he said. He goes, he'd get up. He said he'd go play blackjack till about, I don't know. He'd get up early and eat and play blackjack for a while till about noon. Go back to his room, sleep till about 4 or 5. Go eat dinner and then be up all night.
Yeah.
Eat bread. You know, like that's just how they rolled. And so it's just like, fuck. I'm sure that's what we do because the Hendrix crew, they don't like to sleep. Well, I take that back. They like to sleep. They don't like to wake up. But they will, but they'll be out rolling all night. That's not an issue for them. It'll be fucked up on me. Yeah. It'll be a brutal assault on me because I'm not used to it. But right. I don't know. All the shit going on. And when you
get there and you land, you're not gonna want to go to sleep that night.
No, hell no.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm probably gonna come into work at like 5 a.m. Thursday to prep some shit out and then leave about 10. Yeah, well, I'm not taking any vacation days, so I got to get that cash. I got to save all my days for when we ride to California in August. So I'm eating Friday. I'm not getting paid.
A week's vacation, don't you?
I got to build it all up.
What do you mean? I thought you got a week after a year.
I think you have to start reaccruing it. You don't just get it. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'll have to look at my... Maybe I do have it back.
Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know. The way this company is...
Who knows?
Fuck, who knows? I'm going to do a slight shift and change and talk here. Do you remember what we talked about? It was one of your first episodes. Decapitate it. And the rape trial and all getting arrested.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
All got dropped. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Gee.
If it took that long.
Really?
What was that? September? Yeah, I think that happened. Months. August, September? Oh, they've been locked up since that long. It all got fucking dropped. Yep.
Where are they from?
Poland.
And they were over here?
Yeah.
But, the whole time?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think they got released like a month ago on bail, but I think they pulled their passport so they couldn't fly out. Yeah. So they couldn't, but yeah, all the charges got fucking dropped.
They should sue that girl
for
wasting their time.
Well, now they might not ever come back to this fucking country because of that, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I knew it from the get-go. I was like, there ain't no way that whole band kidnapped this chick and raped her. They've been around a long time. They would have been doing that years ago. You don't just all of a sudden decide to start doing that after you... I mean, how many they've got plenty of albums out. They're a very, very established band. You're not like, now's the time. We're going to rape this bitch. We're going to fucking kidnap her and rape her.
We could get all this pussy, but it's way too easy.
It's way too easy.
Let's rape this one.
Let's make this a little harder. No. Get the fuck out of here. That's the problem. You know, fucking women can do that. They can, if they say the word rape, you're automatically guilty.
Yeah.
And now these guys will be fucking tarnished because of it. Like, they might have trouble getting back into this country because of all this.
Yeah. I don't know.
Even though it got dropped, because they said new evidence popped up that pretty much it wasn't true. It's like, how did it go this long?
What new evidence?
Yeah, what new evidence?
Pops up 6 months later.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. I feel terrible for the guys. You know, you always, you don't want to, people always say, well, you don't want to, you know, victim shame the person. But it's like, something happened where she didn't like.
Well, didn't we say something that was
her boyfriend probably found out she fucking gangbanged him. And then she was like, no, they raped me.
Yeah.
That's what fucking probably happened.
And there's some new rule now in New York where if you have sex with a female while she's drunk,
they can consider it rape.
Yeah. While she's drunk.
Yeah, she can come too, wake up to some guy next to some guy she doesn't know, and she's like, you raped me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know any better because I was drunk.
I mean, that's pretty much what already goes on. you know, with these cases. But
it's still, yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah. You were both drunk. You both don't know what's going on, so you should be held just as accountable as the guy.
Yeah.
How does it say? How can you not prove that she didn't initiate it?
Right.
So whatever, but they're free, so that's awesome. Yeah. We'll probably never get to see them because they'll probably never come back to this fucking country.
Fucking.
Oh well. All right, Brennan. Let's play our first band.
Looks like our first band is gonna be Ossuarium playing the song Chapel of Bone.
Thank you.
was Chapel of Bone by the band Ossuarium. They are on Blood Harvest Records. Ossuarium is out of Portland, Oregon, and you can find them at ossuarium.bandcamp.com.
Good spelling.
Yes.
Thank you. In case people don't know how to spell Ossuarium.
That would be me.
I'm just glad one of us graduated high school.
Yeah, I know. It would be me. I couldn't. That's why we gave Brendan that job, because I would not have pronounced that band like that. Matter of fact, I wouldn't have played them because I couldn't fucking pronounce them. That's just me. No offense, fellas. I can't fucking
read. No, it's our problem.
It's my worst enemy.
It's our problem.
No, it is. It is our problem.
Ossuarium.
Awesomarium. That's who's playing next.
I'm like, aquarium?
That's how you spell that. But then again, I can't spell, so maybe it is. I forgot I was going to tell you guys this. So, you remember that little story I told you about at the gym? With the guy in the shower room?
Oh, your buddy?
The guy in the shower room? Like
taking a shower
in the dark with the door open?
Door cracked.
It got weirder. We're going to go to phase two of this.
Was it the same guy?
Yes.
Did you talk to him finally? Did you get to know him?
No, no, no. So,
Did you join him?
Well.
Okay, tell the story.
All right, here's the deal. I wish I would have went this morning, but since I haven't been feeling good, I'm like going to miss a couple days just because I'm sick. Because this keeps happening on Sundays. So that first story I told you was on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Last Sunday, I went in. It's me and one other guy lifting, and I see him. He's a regular now. I see him. He's there even during the week when I go, and I see this other guy come in. He's in jeans, flannel shirt, kind of like what I'm wearing here, tucked in, belt, shoes. Not, you know, older gentleman, maybe right. In his 60s. Walks in, goes
Is
back.
Is he good looking though?
I can't answer that question. I don't want to incriminate myself or anybody else. Okay. So he goes back into the back like he's going to the bathroom, and comes back out. And, you know, I just...
Does he work out in jeans? Did he change?
No, he did not change. He did not change. So at this point, I'm the only one there. The other guy got done and left, so I'm lifting. I think there might have been one other guy on the treadmill, but he's, like, off in the corner. By himself. I only see this other guy on Sunday. He's on the treadmill in the corner by himself, and then he ends up leaving. But so this guy comes out of the bathroom, mm-hmm. gets on the treadmill in his jeans and his flannel shirt, and he walks on the treadmill.
Did he wear cowboy boots? Or
no, he had tennis shoes on.
Okay.
So he's on the treadmill. He's not like running or anything, just walking.
Right.
I'm like, that's kind of weird, but whatever. You wear what you want. He's just walking, right?
Yeah.
When he gets off of there, because, I mean, the place is small, so I can see everything that's going on no matter what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. You're creeping. You're watching.
Yes. I'm creeping.
Yeah.
Well, I already know this is the guy from the shower.
How'd you know that?
Because he came out that time, another time, and I seen him.
Okay.
Oh, no. It was that time because I came in to the gym when that all happened with him taking the shower with the door open. So when
there's something you're not telling us.
So when he left, I'd seen that, so I know what the guy looks like. But this was my second time seeing him. And I'm like, I think that's the shower guy. So he gets done on the treadmill. He gets off the treadmill. He's only on the treadmill for like 3 minutes, maybe?
He had to warm up.
That's what I'm thinking, right? So then he goes over and he gets on the ab machine, the crunch machine.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing that. I'm like, okay, whatever. And he gets up and he walks by and goes back to the bathroom. Okay. Comes back out, goes up to the fucking treadmill and gets on it again.
Okay.
For like 3 minutes. Gets off, goes to another different machine over there. I don't remember what it was. Cause like I said, at that point, it's kind of hard for me to see him from where I'm at. Gets done with that, goes back to the bathroom. Comes back out, goes back on the treadmill, does that for 3 minutes. He's on another machine, goes back to the fucking bathroom. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? You know, he keeps walking by me, because right. At this point I'm kind of by the entrance of where you go back to go to the locker room, bathroom, and shower room,
mm-hmm.
just where all the dumbbells are, and I'm in that area. And he does it like 4 times. Every right. time he does a treadmill, a machine, goes to the bathroom.
How long is he back there
in the bathroom? Minute, 2 minutes, maybe. About as long as he's doing the other thing.
Okay.
I don't know. So then the last time he walks back there, and...
You followed him.
I'm going to leave, so I go back to the locker room. Door's open. Lights are out. He's in the fucking shower. I'm like, what the awesome, fuck dude. Is going on? It got even weirder.
Did you go in?
Yeah. No, I didn't go in there. Well, no.
Did you have to go in there?
No, no. The shower rooms, I just walk by the door. It's a hallway. The locker room, bathroom, and shower are all separate rooms.
Okay. So the lights are just off
in the shower room. But I have to walk by the door, which is open.
Right.
And I can see that there's no light on. You can see that there's light on when the door's closed. That's how shitty this place is. You can see it coming out of the bottom of the door.
You gotta say something or do something next time.
Hey! The fuck's going on in here?
Fuck you doing in there?
And then it's just like, what the fuck? So I kind of wish I would have went this morning to see what would have been the next level. What's been phase three going to be? You going to come over and start talking to me?
Hey, bro. Let's go take a shower.
Maybe he was waiting for you. Maybe he was hoping you'd follow him back there one of those times.
Maybe he's got a father-son fetish thing or something.
I don't know.
Fuck that. Get out of here.
So the door's just, cracked open?
Yeah, open, 6 inches. I mean, it's obviously open. It's not like...
It might be open. It's not like self-closing doors? It's just, a regular door?
Oh, okay. No. Does it swing out or swing in? It swings in.
Hmm.
So it's... But, yeah. So when I'm walking up, I can see the door's open, and there's no lights on. You can hear the shower running. It's like I said, it's just a shower.
Is it a multi-shower?
Like, what do you mean?
Is there six showers back there?
No, it's one shower.
Oh, just one shower?
Yeah, this place is tiny.
Okay.
But it's the kind of shower where they got the cheap plastic flooring.
Sure.
And there's nothing underneath of it. So no matter who's in there, you could hear it. Right. It just creaks the entire time. Right. So it's like you could hear that all going on. So there's someone obviously in there. It's not like he went, I'm going to go kick the water on real quick till it warms up.
Right.
And then walked out.
Yeah.
No, he's in there.
I mean, why would you ever turn off the lights, though?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea. I think I'm going to shut the door on him next time.
You need to find this out, dude.
Maybe I should just do the opposite to him. I'll flip the light on and shut the door. Because it's the complete opposite of what he's doing. He might freak out. I don't know.
Just turn on the light, flip the door open.
It went in here.
Freak him out.
Or just walk in there. Oh, sorry. I didn't think anybody's in here. The lights were off and the door was open.
What the fuck are you doing here if the light's off?
Oh, man.
Just freak him out.
I don't know. I think he might want that to happen. Why the fuck did he keep walking back to the bathroom every fucking 2 minutes?
Maybe it's an OCD sort of thing. I don't know.
I didn't think about that. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he has to do a certain thing.
Yeah.
So, kind of like on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Charlie's mom has to do the light switch through.
The light switch is always a thing for them.
Yeah, they got to do things in three so Charlie doesn't die. I don't know. It got weird, though. I was just like, oh, fuck. This is...
I think you need to look into this a little more.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to.
You need to interact.
It's getting me more and more reason to get the fuck out of that gym and go to a different place. I'm not getting any more involved.
No.
I think if he comes in next time, I'm just packing up and leaving. No matter where I'm at. No matter where I'm at in my routine, I'm just like, I'm done. I have to stop going on Sundays. Fuck. Start going on Saturdays, I guess. I don't know.
Sunday afternoons, maybe.
Fuck that. I go as early as possible because I don't want to deal with people.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
It gets too crowded.
Well, you are dealing with people.
The weird ones.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Would you rather have 20 normal ones? Or?
I'm actually surprised this year because I haven't come across, usually every year at this time it gets packed no matter what. Everybody's, oh, my God, I'm going to start working out. I only saw one couple.
But you go in so early.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the people that do that are, waking up at noon.
Yeah, yeah. It's mainly the evening. But even going, because I've been here for 4 years now at this place, I would still see people come in. Not very many, but I would see new faces for the first month, and then it dies off. They disappear. But, I've only seen a guy and a girl come in. But I was walking out because I leave at 6 to get to work. And they were just, about to get started. And I, walk by them, leaving. And she's like, oh, what do you want to do first? You want to do the treadmills first? And he's like, I guess that's fine. I'm like, oh, my God. They're just there
we're here.
We're here. Let's just do whatever while we're here. It's like, oh, fuck. It's like
you got to start somewhere, Steve.
Yeah, but.
Got to start somewhere.
I do routines.
Yeah, but you've been there for years.
But here's the thing, though. Exactly. And that's how fucked up it is. If I get off the routine, I'm like, I'm just going to go and do whatever. I go in there and I'm like. I can't get anything done.
Right.
So it's like you have to have a routine because if you're just going to go and be like, well, I'll just kind of do this and that, you'll get there and you're going to be like, it's a complete waste of time. Yeah. And I know this. I'm like, well, they're done. They're already done.
You got to know what you're going to like some machines. You're going to hate other machines. So you got to kind of get to know the place.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's just weird to me. It's just like you don't, but you're going in, I'm going to go in and start working out without a plan. So to me, that's already you're setting yourself up for failure. You should at least know, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to do the treadmill. For a little bit to get warmed up, and then maybe I'll go do some bench press machine or do whatever, because I'm assuming a lot of people are going to start off machines.
Sure.
You know, but to go in there, like, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Oh, fuck.
Do they, like, when you first sign up, do you get 2-3 free sessions with a personal trainer?
I think they'll do
like
that for you, yeah.
That's what they ought to do. And
right.
Just get some sort of routine
going. Right, at least walk through. Yeah, and yeah. I get it. If you're starting at it, you're not going to know what to do.
Yeah.
And I just know because I've been there before, where I've walked in there like, well, I'll just start working out. It'll be all good. Then you realize, and it's like,
there's too much wrong. Shit. What do I do first?
Yeah, what do I do first? This? Where do I start? Yeah. What should I do?
But, fuck.
What we got next, Brennan?
Looks like Carved in Bone with Bearing the Hammer of the Witch. Bearing the Hammer of the Witch by Carved in Bone. They're out of Spokane, Washington. And you can find them at carvedinbone.bandcamp.com.
We have... Now, this next band... I had to ask the wife how you pronounce this.
Really?
Well, how would you?
The next band?
Yeah.
The DUIs?
Okay. But...
What's that
the Deweys?
The Deweys?
No, that's just because it's in a Bandcamp thing.
But I mean, they call
themselves the Deweys?
No, that's why I didn't know. I knew what it meant.
Yeah.
But you've heard DUIs called Deweys, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know if that's what.
Right.
You know, but I'm assuming it's DUIs.
Yeah. I guess you could call them either one.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But I didn't know. That's why I just wondered. But since it was all capitalized, I figured it was DUIs. But since I didn't put like the dot in between, it could be Deweys. I don't know. I think it's DUIs. They're pretty good. They're pretty awesome.
I think you're looking into it.
I think I am. I think I'm overthinking. You know why? Because I don't want to piss the guys off and say the wrong name. That's why I overthink everything.
All right, this next song is by the DUIs and or the Deweys.
Brennan, don't be a fool. It's the DUIs.
Okay, it's by the DUIs.
Driving me insane, so everybody knows I'm sick and tired of fighting all your days. Stop dividing, I can't stand you, and now you know I'm through. Stop this bullshit, go away. You're the only thing that I see. Thank you, we'll destroy the world. It's just my head, I'm fighting each other. Twinking, you see, from the rest, stay the same. Thank you, we'll destroy the world. It's just my head, I'm fighting each other. You die, start over. Now that we're this much longer. They tell me every day it changes like a television. My head full of all these liminal messages. Here I run, time I try to do it. Take many voices, I can't stand it. I can't stand it, I know what the fuck to do. Got new rulers over brothers. What's my head up fighting each other? So I think, you say, what will we say the same? Got new rulers over brothers. What's my head up fighting each other? Do right, start over. Got it with different brothers.
That was by the DUIs. They're out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can find them at theduis.bandcamp.com.
I'd like to apologize to the DUIs because, as I said, maybe it was called the Deweys. I was just informed by Travis here that he had never heard that term before. So it's very possible it's just a flatland Illinois thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Belleville, Fallon area that... It happens so much around here that we have nicknames for it. Because I know not every state has a DUI. Because isn't Missouri a DWI?
Yes. I thought they had both.
I thought, is no, there a difference? I thought it was just one state called it one thing, another state called it another.
One's driving while intoxicated, and the other one's driving
under the influence. Same thing.
But if you're under the influence of the marijuana, are you not intoxicated? Intoxicated is only alcohol.
Well, see, no, because everybody I know that gets DUIs is from drinking. I've never heard anybody get it because they were under pot. It's always been drinking, and they get DUIs Illinois.
I thought a DWI was you're over the limit, you're intoxicated. And a DUI is you've had drinks, but you're not over the limit, but they can still fine you.
No, because everybody I know that's gotten the DUI, they're fucking lost their license. Boom, they're in court fucking paying $3,000.
You can tell I've never had this problem.
Yeah, so. I never have either. No, I know a few people that have, and it's always DUI. That's why I think Missouri calls it a DWI. Yeah. Illinois calls it a DUI.
Just it's just to confuse us.
Yes. Yes. just jargon. It's probably, I don't know. It's probably DUI in the rest of the country. Missouri, it's probably just being hard-headed. Fucking Missouri.
You ever been to Milwaukee? It's a nice city.
No, I have not been.
Dude, we went up there. We were up Chicago for the weekend. And then on Sunday, we're just like, let's go up to Milwaukee just for fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a good 45 minutes away.
Yes.
But
how far?
Only about like 45 minutes.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. It's just on the other side.
Yeah, you get through the city.
Yeah.
All around the top of the city.
Right there on Lake Michigan still.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool down there.
Is it?
I have never been. Like on the lakefront there, they got like beaches and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Like restaurants and crap. And
I'll have to go up there and check that out. Yeah, what's it, so what's it for us? Probably a 6-hour drive then for us? Opposed to a 4 or 5?
Well, you can, if you don't go through Chicago, it probably wouldn't be any longer.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, just bypass that city. Because
once you get a fucking hour from Chicago, you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah. Probably. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, no, it's a cool city. I wish I could have stayed there longer, honestly.
You just went up there for the day?
Yeah, just, we literally went up there for lunch. We're weird like that. We'll just do
random. Nah, we'll do shit like that. I mean, go off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Why not? What we got up next?
Christ Dismembered, playing Swarm of the Black Masses. Christ Dismembered, playing Swarm of the Black Mass. They are out of Millicent, Australia. You can find them at christdismembered.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, they're killer. They start following us on Instagram, I believe, or I started following them. I can't remember. Either way, I think they
started. You probably started following them.
I think they started following us.
No, I don't think that happens.
And I was like, oh, man, these guys are, you know, they look pretty cool, this and that. And I sent them a message. I was like, hey, any way I can get a hold of some of your music? And they're like, yeah, just go to Bandcamp. It's free. I'm like, oh, I guess I should have looked into that. I always forget that I could, that's a thing that it's, that's very possible.
And you're always saying shit like, oh, I wish they would, like, you know, just send me, like, the how they always do it wrong.
Right. No, whatever. See, I got a hold of these guys, though.
Right. But so, they're probably like, this idiot, why can't he just go to Bandcamp? Like,
right, yeah, they knows? Do the same thing I do when bands yeah. send us stuff. The biggest thing for us, if you're going to send us music through our email, which is empathicaradio@gmail.com, that's generally how everybody gets a hold of us and sends us their music, please do not send us an email saying, we're a band from here and here and here, and then not fucking put an audio file on it. Because...
Or they just give you their phone number.
I get that, too. I get phone numbers.
Your address.
Here's the thing. The links to your websites where your music is fine if I can download it from there. But I've gotten, like, YouTube stuff or SoundCloud or Reverb Nation, but they don't have it set up to download. Right. That does me no good. I get to hear your band, but I can't fucking play it on the show.
Right.
I'm at a loss. So then I have to email you, hey, send me an audio file. I'm like, oh, okay. And they do it. Like, when they come off the ads that we put out that says, send us an audio file. Yeah. So, no, I pretty much did the same thing to these guys. I said, hey, how do I get all the music? They're like, go to our fucking Bandcamp page and download it. I'm like, oh.
You have that in the U.S.?
I was like, oh.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid Yanks. Do they call us Yanks?
I don't know. I'm sure they got some slang for us.
Yeah.
No, they're cool. But what do we get? We got next, Brandon?
I got Hard Action playing Free Fall.
Fuck yeah.
Free Fall by Hard Action. They are out of Helsinki, Finland. Looks like they're on Svart Records. And you can find them at hardaction.bandcamp.com.
Don't misspell that because I'm afraid you're going to end up on the wrong site. Or not misspell it, but maybe don't put in like hardaction.com.
Yeah, that might
follow our directions to the T on that one, just in case. I mean, if you don't care, then go ahead. But if you're at work, if your work computer is telling you it's not a safe site, you probably typed in the wrong. My guess.
When are we going to Finland? When are we going to Europe, Steve?
I'm actually thinking about going in a couple years.
So you're talking about how hard it's going to be for you to fly for 3 hours?
Do they have a train that goes out that way from here, maybe?
What about 12 hours?
Oh, fuck. And I've done it before. That's a thing. I've lived in fucking Europe.
So why is it such a problem?
Because I was a kid and I didn't fear death back then.
Why do you fear death? That's so weird, dude.
The
so
pain weird. That's going to be involved when it happens. That's what
you
I fear.
You don't know that.
Bullshit. Don't know that. My luck, yep, I'll be a fiery goddamn mess. It won't be instantaneous. I'll burn up.
Probably.
Live for days, floating in the ocean.
That'd be really
sharks eating parts of me.
You're right, Steve.
Oh, I imagine. God, it's just a whole thing I don't want to deal with. I won't be the lucky one that just there's a flash of light and I incinerate. No. Yeah. Fuck no. I'm the one that survives just for a few days.
Just for a little while.
Just for a little while in agonizing pain while other things eat me.
All right, Steve. I guess that's a real possibility.
Oh, God damn it. So I'm going to cancel my Vegas trip. All right. We got one more left for you guys. Now, if you like the show, you can find us on iTunes and Google Play. Subscribe, please.
Even if you don't like it, you can still please. Find us there.
You can still find us there to talk shit to us. We are on Instagram, at Empathica Radio. You can find me on Instagram, at Empathica Smitty. If you are a band on a super underground label or you are an independent band, unsigned, submit your work to empathicaradio@gmail.com. Shit, is there anything else?
We don't need your address.
No. No. You don't have to put your phone number in there because I'm not going to call you.
No.
Not going to happen. Even though Travis wants me to do it on the air.
I think it would be great.
I'm not going to do it. But yeah, please subscribe. It helps all these bands out, and that way you don't miss us bullshitting. And shit. Let's get out of here.
Bye.
The last song we're going to play is by Rotheads. They are out of Bucharest, Romania. You can find them at rotheads.bandcamp.com. And the name of the song is Sewer.